This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Tone, the Guardians won. Yay!
Yay!
The Browns play on Sunday.
Boo!
Jose Ramirez hit a home run. Yay!
Deshaun Watson starting.
Boo!
Nick Chubb might be on his way back.
Yay!
Still in Ken Dorsey / Kevin Stefanski's offense.
Oh, man. Boo. Darn it.
There was a squeeze butt that had the insurance run.
Yay! Yay!
Deshaun Watson says he's not on social media and had no idea people were calling for his benching.
Boo.
Daryl Ryder joins us right now.
Yay!
Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, let's start off with the good stuff first. How about the Gardos, friend?
Happy Friday.
Yes.
That was fantastic. I mean, the formula worked perfectly. Steven Vogt, some stones there, calling for that safety squeeze in the ninth inning. Pinch hitting Fry. He pressed the right buttons, and they came through for him last night. And a five-out save by Emmanuel Clase. So on to game five we go, and hopefully they can work the same formula they did in game two, except for with better results.
I should be mad at you, but I remember one time we got the internet turned on you, so we're gonna deal with this. I'm just
Why
gonna sit here and eat this. Because you made Lyman and I look like heretics, because we dared said anything about Jose Ramirez yesterday morning. You go, they touched the third rail. How dare
they?
You did. Everybody's calling up, Daryl, going, oh, where's Jose Ramirez? He's 0-4. He pay him all this money. Hey, you guys make him out to be the biggest thing in the world. He did come through. We're going, hey, it would be nice for him to get a home run or some more stats so he's, you know, he gets to the Hall of Fame. And then all of a sudden I'm getting cuss out tweets. And I look and it's because of you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. But here's the thing. I had to learn it the hard way, too. Yes,
I know.
Criticizing Jose Ramirez in this town is the equivalent of touching the third rail.
Because for a
you
second,
just don't do it.
For a second, I was about to go, you know what? I'm going to give Daryl every bit of hell in the world. I went, I remember that Steelers playoff game, so I'm going to sit here, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to use it for show fodder, and that's it.
Don't do it. You do not criticize Jose Ramirez, because he stayed here for less money, so he can do no wrong. But look, it was great he hit the home run
awesome.
Yesterday. Because it was getting dangerously close to him being the Guardians begging Major League Baseball to give him a double away from being 0 for the series. So, big spot, big home run, and hopefully he can come through and come up big again in a Game 5 tomorrow night.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Hey, real quick, before we do move on to the Browns.
Do we have to?
Well, right now they're over-unders at 4.5, so I don't know if we really have to. It's actually lowered, and according to, betonline.ag, it's the biggest mover of the entire NFL. However, is David Fry's performance, pinch hitting, a home run, then laying down the perfect bunt, is it a top five impressive postseason moment of this generation? I would say certainly after the 90s Indians.
Yeah, I would probably say so, right up there with Rajay Davis in Game 7. And it becomes even more so if they can win Game 5, right? I kind of feel like Rajay's home run, while it is a fond memory here in Cleveland, it it doesn't have any staying power nationally because the then Indians didn't win that game. They ended up losing in extra innings. So if the Guardians can win tomorrow night, yeah, then I kind of feel like, remember Sandy Alomar hitting the home run against the Yankees to force a game five? Like,
yeah.
I kind of feel like that's the potential that home run and then, of course, the safety squeeze could potentially have, but they got to get it done tomorrow night against Skubal. And I think the formula is fairly simple, and it's very easy for me to say, a little more difficult for them to do. If they can just get Skubal off the field in a tie game similar to game two, I'll take my chances with Guardian bullpen v. Tigers bullpen.
All right, Daryl Ryder. Well, let's talk some Browns, Daryl.
Do we have to?
Well,
yes,
we will.
We do.
You are a Browns beat reporter, and I was excited
yes,
to ask you the following question after hearing the afternoon show. Got in a big, big debate about who's ultimately more at fault right now, whether it's the coach or the quarterback. You've had a week to digest everything that's out there. You've been there in the locker room. What do you think?
Oh, I think everyone's the fault, and that's been the theme coming from the players as well. I thought Joe Bitonio put it well yesterday when, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said, hey, you know, we as offensive linemen, we can't, you know, be blaming the quarterback or the receivers or the running backs when we're not even doing our own job, and the same thing goes for the receivers, and then same thing goes for the quarterback. So it has been just this massive everywhere you look, problem, right? I mean, it's not just one thing, and that's you talk about the over-under plunging for the Browns. This is why, because unlike defensively, and I've said this, and it's because it's true, like on defense, you can say, hey, if they can tighten up the tackling and, you know, cut down on the big plays, they're okay. Offensively, it's, well, they got to block better, they've got to run better, the quarterback has to throw it better, the quarterback actually has to be able to read a defense better, the receivers have to run better routes, the receivers have to catch the football when it's thrown to them, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And most importantly, they have to stop shooting themselves in the foot on early downs with the penalties and the negative plays, and it's part of the reason why they're the worst team in the NFL on third down. Granted, they're the worst team offensively in a lot of categories this season so far, but like it's one thing after another offensively, and that's why I pretty much have a hopeless feeling right now when I look at this football team, because they have so many problems that need fixed. And I was asking guys all week, where do you even begin with this to fix this? And you're asking this to be done in the middle of a season. This is stuff that should have been taken care of in the offseason and in training camp. So they've got a tough road laying in front of them right now because they've already played the easy part of the schedule. It gets much tougher from here on out.
Daryl Ryder with us. So offensively, what after this part of the season that you've seen so far, what do you think they need to get to? What does this offense need to look like to get the best out of Deshaun Watson?
Can I get to 20 points in a game? Is that asking too much? I mean, that's just basic NFL these days, scoring 20 points. They're a touchdown short of that. They're putting up offensive numbers that rival the 99 expansion team and the 2016 and 17 1-31 combined teams. There's no excuse for that whatsoever, considering the talent on this team. And I realize, okay, offensive line's been banged up a little bit. You know, David Njoku had to miss a couple of games, but he's coming back. But still, there's just no excuse for this being as unwatchable of a product as it's been. And especially with the money that's been set on fire this year. It's not my money, so I really don't care. But still, I mean, they're paying a small fortune.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
For an offense that can't score 15 points a game. So for me, it starts with eliminating the mental mistakes. Physical mistakes are going to happen in a game, okay? But when you can't count to 11 properly, you can't get the right personnel on the field in the right situations, you can't line up properly, you can't motion properly. Everyone crying about the lack of motion. Well, listen, folks, when they motion, they mess that up too. So, I think that that's where it's got to start. Just the little things. Just do the basics at this point and cut the mental errors out, and then hopefully that will improve the odds to be more successful in some of these critical situations in which we've seen them just, quite frankly, fall flat on their face.
Do you want Kevin Stefanski to give up play calling?
No. I understand the argument, Ken, because they're having communication problems. Like, we've heard that this week, right? Ken Dorsey talking about it yesterday, to players alluding to it, that, you know, they're trying to... But it sounds to me that the communication issues aren't necessarily with the coaches, that it's with the players. And again, that's a mental thing. That's a focus thing. So, no. I mean, Kevin Stefanski's been fine calling plays. That's not the issue, and we've had we had players yesterday. I think Petonio had mentioned it. It's not the play caller, it's the execution that's the issue. So it's easy to point at it. Now, when you talk about making some sort of change, Ken, which at this point I think one of the mistakes they have made going into this week is they've not made any changes, whether that was firing somebody, whether it was changing play calling, whether it was just benching Deshaun, doing something, anything to show that you're trying to salvage this season. I would probably say play calling might be the easiest change organizationally to make. So do I want Kevin to give it up? No, but I certainly understand the argument for it at this point to try something, anything, to change it up, because they keep doing the same thing over and over, and, well, it's not getting any better.
Well, buddy, could that be a player issue? Like,
yeah.
Could Deshaun Watson be struggling to digest this offense, whatever it may be, and that might be one of the breakdowns here? Because, you know, people are going, well, he needs to give up play calling. Okay, but you can't tell me you trust Ken Dorsey, so Ken Dorsey would call plays. So
I didn't mean to laugh at that. No,
But it's true. You get what I'm saying? Like, now we're just throwing things at the wall. And maybe we will get to a point here, probably coming up maybe around 3 o'clock on Sunday when things are really getting out of control, that we do start to throw things at the wall. And people are saying, well, let's let Ken Dorsey call plays. Yeah, but you told me before the season that's why he got fired. And if you're Kevin Stefanski, then you're giving up that power, the one power that you have. Well, wouldn't that be a dereliction of duty? The thing that we know you do well, you're giving up to try to help out a quarterback that might be past saving.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we're not behind the scenes. And what we are told about what's going on behind the scenes isn't always the absolute honest to goodness truth either, right? You know, the organization, obviously, I think it wants to protect their investment that they are spending $46 million a year on, who isn't getting it done. Now, his supporting cast isn't doing a whole lot to help the cause here, but Deshaun's a big part of the problem here. Let's just call it the way it is. This season, I think, is unfortunately going to turn into, can they at least get him on track this year? Okay, you're just going to take a beating for the rest of the season, but can we get to a point where we can cling to something like we've done with 35 other quarterbacks that have come through this place? That concerns me that we're at that point, but it is what it is. And, you know, to your point about Ken Dorsey and Stefanski and the play calling, that's you made the argument of why I am okay with Stefanski to keep doing it. He has a proven track record. He's good at it. And he can't go out and block. He can't go out and read the defense and make the correct read and deliver the football. He can't go out and catch the ball. He can't go out and make defenders miss tackles. Like, all he can do is come up with the best play that he feels in any given situation will give them an opportunity to be successful, and it's on these players to execute. And that's why I think it was on your show Monday. I said, it's on this locker room. It's gut check time. It's look yourself in the mirror time. It's come to Jesus time. You're 1-4. Your season's circling the drain. You can blame coaching all you want, but at some point, you've got to look yourself in the mirror as a player and figure out what you can do to get this thing back on track, to do, hate to use a Bill Belichick phrase here, but do your job to get this thing back on track.
Well, Daryl, let me ask you this, and be careful how you answer it, because I'm going to take this, I'm going to rotate the question.
Okay.
Can Nick Chubb save Deshaun Watson? And then I got a different part of it. Go ahead.
I think that Nick Chubb can help salvage the offense. I don't know that he can save Deshaun Watson, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because you can either play quarterback or you can't, right?
Yeah.
Now, Nick Chubb can be the lipstick on the pig and we've seen this with Kevin Stefanski using the running game to compensate for a deficient passing game. But the offense that they supposedly put in this year is not running back dependent. It is pass game heavy. So, you know, to your question, he can slap some lipstick on this pig and help, but I don't know that it's fair to put this all on Nick Chubb's knees.
Then let me ask you this as I rotate the question here, my friend. Say Deshaun Watson goes out there and doesn't have a very good game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Can the emergence of Nick Chubb playing for the first time in over a year cover at home for a Deshaun Watson who's starting after a very, very, very bad three games, or two out of three games, then would that still draw the ire of the fans, or is Nick powerful enough to cover for that in a home crowd?
I think because of Nick's popularity amongst fans, he would be a reason they would bother to show up in 2 weeks on October 12th. I really believe that. He's that popular in this town. So now, is that enough to carry them across the finish line and win them games? I don't know, because I'm so cautious about Nick. He looks good just to the naked eye watching him in practice, but it is practice. They're just going through bags and drills and doing the rubber band thing that they're doing now. But I'm real cautious with Nick right now. I don't want to see anything bad happen to him, and I certainly don't want the weight of this season to be put on his shoulders like he's the guy that's got to come in and save Deshaun from himself, save Ken Dorsey from himself, save the receivers from themselves, and say, in, you know, just save the Browns from themselves. It's not fair to Nick, and you know, I hope he's able to come back and be the player that he was before he got hurt again.
Daryl, thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you next week on Monday. Hopefully it's after a big Guardians win, and hopefully after a Browns win.
Stay away from the third rail, Ken.
Damn you, Daryl.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.